Okay. Now, the one thing we don't have for all the great things we have is statutory guidance regarding the distribution of excess proceeds from foreclosure sales, like many of our other states. Okay. And everyone learns in law school, or I don't even know if it's law school, but everybody learns that excess proceeds flow down and not up. Well, where does that come from? Okay. And why? So we're going to go over some of that. And other than some random case law, statutory law is pretty much silent. So let's dive in. And we are going to start with the easy meat and potatoes. What are excess proceeds? Well, this is very simple. You simply take the sales price at the foreclosure sale. You deduct the trustee's bid, which is typically total debt plus fees and costs that are allowed under the deed of trust. And the remainder is the excess proceeds. Well, simple enough concept. So who's responsible for these excess proceeds? The trustee. Now, the trustee, and this is actually codified in the Texas Property Code, it states the trustee shall disperse the proceeds as provided by law, period. Note there's zero explanation as to what provided by law means, and they're not referencing you to any law. So they just kind of leave you out there on an island. So that much we know. Now, let's address terms of the sale itself. The trustee is authorized to set reasonable conditions of the sale before bidding is opened on the first sale of the day, okay? You couple that with the verbiage contained in a vast majority of deeds of trust in Texas that state the trustee is authorized to sell the property in cash to the highest bidder, and voila, you've got the first condition of the sale in cash to the highest bidder. Now, it's important to note, for cash does not apply to the trustee.